The Steve Gruber Show, American Values with Midwestern Common Sense.
Good morning. It's 15 before the hour. I'm Katie Hyde from Michigan Talk Network, filling in on the Steve Gruber Show. This hour brought to you by Mesa, good health, good business, and great schools. With me on the line is Rick Echter. He's a National Rifle Association credentialed firearms trainer. He provides classes and training in Detroit for students at his firearms school. And he joins us on the show this morning. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning. How are you today?
I am wonderful. And I don't know if you remember, I was hanging out in the studio last week with Steve. I was a little more quiet, but I told him my husband and I are looking at getting some training done just with the events of 2015 and all these terrorists running around. And I've come to a place where I don't feel as safe out there. And I'm guessing I speak for a lot of women, too. So are you seeing more women sign up for your courses?
Yeah, there's been a dramatic shift in the demographics of people taking the classes over the last 5 years. And it's at the point now where the majority of people who are in my classes are women. It seems as though the men have already received their training some time ago. But it's a welcome trend. Women do very well. They are seeing consistent negative reports about violent crime in the media. And now we have the specter of terrorism, and they're doing it. And I want to encourage them to continue to do so.
In my group of friends, we'll have conversations like these. You know, what's the solution to violent crimes? More guns, the solution. Less guns. These are the kind of conversations. And one of the things that get brought up is, I don't think I would feel safe with my kids in a house with a gun. Can you speak to that?
Oh, yeah. That's a common thing that comes up. You know, as a gun owner, you have an absolute duty to make sure that that firearm does not come into the possession of a child, especially a child who is not in your custody at that moment where you're actively watching that child. There's a couple of things you can do. There's a quick action safe that you could have where you come home from work and maybe you don't want to wear the gun all day while you're at home. You throw it in the quick action safe. You know, it's got like a keypad. There's several digits on the keypad. Maybe you have a four-digit code. You know, pop in your code number, and the top will pop open in a jiffy in case you need, you know, immediate quick access to it. Me, I do a variety of things. You know, one, I'm just comfortable to the point where I just wear it all the time. I wear it all day. And when I'm not wearing it, I throw it in the quick action safe.
Well, and then it doesn't become, at least to kids like this, a forbidden object. It's just something that is around, and that's just a matter of fact of life.
Well, you know, there's absolutely nothing wrong with guns being a part of American way of life. It's our history, and it's our tradition. You know, we... as a nation, you know, shortly after we were founded, you know, guns were pervasive. They were everywhere, and everyone learned how to use them. Children were exposed to them at a very young age. They were taught firearm safety. They were instructed by their parents, you know, in the home. And actually, as late as maybe the 50s, kids would bring their long guns to middle school and would actually shoot at school as a part of structured activities or out, you know, in the designated shooting area at school. So it's not anything that's foreign to our history. It's just we've gotten away from it.
Sure, and that's definitely not anything you'd hear about in our mainstream media. Now, Rick, if we take a class with you, walk us through that. How long are the classes, and what would we learn?
The class is... mandated by the state to at least be 8 hours long. So typically, I start the class at 9 or 10 o'clock, and 8 hours later or so, add in some breaks. We'd probably be done sometime after 6. Variety of topics that are covered, the defensive mindset, firearms law, your duties, rights, and responsibilities, handgun fundamentals. There'll be a practical shooting exercise. We talked about handgun buying considerations and additional shooting opportunities beyond class. Because the last thing that I would want to see is for someone to take just one class and feel that they're ready to forever be able to, you know, defend themselves. It's like driving. You know, you get your driver's license, you don't practice. You got to continue to practice so that you get better. Once you get that driver's license in your hand, you are not going to be the best possible driver you can be unless you get out there and practice. And the same thing applies when you learn how to accurately and safely handle a firearm. You got to go practice.
Absolutely. And what kind of feedback or comments are you getting from the female students that are enrolled in your training?
The most consistent feedback that I get is I didn't know it was so much fun, and I should have done it years ago. And I'm like, yeah. And one of the great things about how I market the class is, you know, I'm all over social media, and I really have developed relationships with prospective customers over a period of years. You know, when you do the I started out on MySpace, Facebook, email newsletter, you know, and those types of things. And then finally when they do it, they're like, wow, I didn't know it was, you know, this much fun. And I'm like, yeah, I've been trying to tell you. But, you know, and there's some women that really, really have some negative perceptions about guns from a lot of things that they've heard from people or common tropes and stereotypes they see in the mass media and feature films and that type of thing. And they don't do it until they feel like their back is absolutely up against the wall.
Right. Rick Ector, thank you so much for joining us. I'm sorry we have such a short time today, but great thoughts and great insight.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Glad to be on and look forward to being on soon.
Yes, and have a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
You're listening to The Steve Gruber Show.